The inevitable finally became the here and now this past Thursday when the Manhattan grand jury indicted former President Donald Trump in that case revolving around Trump paying hush money to Stormy Daniels. But considering how some of the reports saying that the indictment contains 34 counts, maybe there's a lot more this grand jury has been looking at besides Stormy. Unless someone does some leaking, the indictment won't be unsealed until Trump is arraigned this coming Tuesday. Courthouse in Lower Manhattan. And if you're one of those thinking that if there's a Republican in the White House after the 2024 election and they'll just pardon Trump, think again. This indictment is a state-level matter. It cannot be erased in any way by a pardon from the executive branch of the federal government. So, when it comes to the facts of the case at this time, that's all we absolutely, positively know. Which hasn't stopped the Trump supporters from going hysterical. Have you caught some of that reaction? Word for the week post-indictment was, say it with me, weaponize. DA Alvin Bragg is weaponizing the courts, legal system, criminal justice system. Others, including Mike Pence, even chimed in with, nobody is above the law, but... Another response that's been bear-hugged by MAGA Nation is that Bragg is doing the work of George Soros, Jewish international banker. Now, when you consider the level of white Christian nationalism within MAGA Nation, yeah, that quickly turned into a blame the Jews reaction. Remember the Central Park Five? Those were the five black youths falsely imprisoned for the rape of a jogger in Central Park. Back then, Trump had paid for full-page newspaper ads calling for them to get the death penalty. One of those five was asked about Trump now having to appear in the same courthouse that they sat in as they went through their trial. His response? Karma. But I think first prize has to go to Lindsey Graham, who this past Thursday night on Fox News said this.
They're trying to destroy Donald Trump because they fear him at the ballot box. To the conservatives out there, make sure you vote. If you got friends, make sure they vote. If you don't have any friends, go make some friends. But you need to help this man, Donald J. Trump. They're trying to drain him dry. He spent more money on lawyers than most people spend on campaigns. They're trying to bleed him dry. DonaldJTrump.com. Go tonight. Give the president some money to fight this.
Oh, my God. It's like Graham's auditioning to host a telethon to help Trump pay his legal bills. Which, by the way, if Trump's the billionaire that he claims to be, then why does he keep asking for people to send him their money? Speaking of which, after Trump issued his first statement on social media about being indicted, took him a grand total of just 25 minutes after that for the first email blast asking people for money to go out, which no doubt people will respond to, proving that P.T. Barnum was right. And talk about missing the mark. What about all those news reports we saw saying the grand jury was taking a month off? Whoops. So now I guess the new Spectator Sports is going to be who on Trump Island is going to flip, which I think the odds-on favorite in this race has to be Alan Weisselberg. But maybe, just maybe, after all this is all said and done, we'll finally get the answer to the biggest question in all this. If Trump didn't have an affair with Stormy Daniels, then why did he pay her $130,000?